morning. Today is January 7th, 2019. It's approximately, 2020. It's approximately 9 a.m. And we're in room 3000 of the City Building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. My name is Nancy Hockman, and I am the hearings officer. Our first case is tow case number 1190232, Simone Laub. Will anybody here for this case please come up to the microphones? And have a seat. And would you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, I'm Simone Laube. First name is S-I-M-O-N-E. Last name Laube, L-A-U-B-E.
Thank you, and you, sir?
Parking Enforcement Officer William Stewart, W-I-L-L-I-A-N, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Thank you. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website unless you opt out. If you choose to opt out, if you wanted to hear a copy of the recording, then you would have to come to the hearings office and pay a nominal fee to get a copy. If it's recorded, I mean, if it's posted, you and other members of the public can hear it. And whether or not you opt out has no bearing on my decision today. Would you like your hearing posted or would you like to opt out?
That's fine. You can post it.
Thank you. And I'm going to take a slight break. I'm going to get my other glasses. Did you receive some papers from our office?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a chance to look through them?
Yeah.
And I want to point you especially to your notice of hearing rights, which is this document with the picture of the camera on it. Did you have a chance to look through that?
I have not, no.
Okay. I'll let you take a moment to look through that.
Okay.
And do you have any questions about your rights?
No.
Okay, thank you. I'm a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for Parking Enforcement. I work for the Auditor's Office, and our role is to review the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which is the documents, which I'm going to go through, and the testimony that I hear today in order to make a decision. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. Basically, our only rule is that we ask you not interrupt when somebody else is talking. So if you want to ask a question or have something else to add, I'm going to ask you to please hold that until it's time for you to testify, and everybody will have an adequate opportunity to testify and ask questions. In this type of hearing, the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits, and at the end I'm going to ask you if you have any objection to them coming into the record. Coming into the record doesn't mean that you agree with what they say, but rather that they pertain to the case. And if you disagree with what they say, you can let them in and then tell me when it's your turn why you disagree with what they say. They are not numbered at this point, but we have the tow hearing request form, the statement of rights and procedures that we just discussed, a tow desk report, which is used for very limited purposes, such as determining whether we have jurisdiction or not, the tow hearing report created by the parking enforcement officer, and that has a separate page of narrative. We have the parking citation that was issued. And photos that were taken at the time of the citation. Four pages related to leap day pickup. Code citations that the parking enforcement officer submitted related to temporary no parking. Your request to originally reschedule this hearing, as well as flight information from Delta and Alaska. And an updated itinerary. And those are the exhibits. Mr. Stewart, do you have any objection to any of these exhibits coming into the record?
No, I do not.
And Ms. Laube, do you have any objection?
No.
The exhibits are admitted. I'm going to ask you both to please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Ms. Laube, if you agree, please say so.
I agree.
And Mr. Stewart?
I agree.
And Ms. Laube, like me, you speak softly, so I'm going to just ask you to speak right to the microphone.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we'll start with Mr. Stewart. Please tell me about the tow.
I'm City of Portland Parking and Code Enforcement Officer, and on the November 25th of 2019, I was assigned the sweeps in Upper Northwest as a vehicle officer. I was assigned the particular area that was designated for the sweep area patrol, in particular the north side of Northwest Flanders between Northwest 17 and 18th. I was given information of the verification date and time of barricades installed. Barricades first installed on 11/22/19 at 3:34 p.m. Then they were re-verified a second time on 11/24 of 2019 at 7:30 a.m. With this information, it was my assignment to go ahead of the sweep vehicles, the street cleaning vehicles, and identify if there was vehicles in violation of temporary no parking. Upon identifying an Audi with Oregon plate 441 King Delta Victor illegally parked in a temporary no parking zone, verified that there were barricades up and good with the information of no parking this block, street cleaning 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. With this, I cited the vehicle and towed for no parking under the title 16.10.050, and took four photos identifying barricades in relation to the vehicle with the license plate, and excuse me, and ordered the tow for the vehicle at that time.
Thank you. Ms. Laube, do you have questions for Mr. Stewart?
No.
I just have one question. Is this a metered area?
No, it's not.
Okay, and Ms. Laube, please tell me why you think the tow was invalid.
I think it's a little bit of a matter of timing for me, which I do not dispute that on November 25th, my car was parked in an area that was temporary, no parking. But what I did with attaching my flight as itineraries was to show that I had actually departed the city of Portland for 10 days before the signs were put up. So I did not knowingly park in that area when the signs were up. I live on that block and I park in that area every single day. It's not metered. I have a valid parking permit. So when I left on Thanksgiving vacation, it was not with intent or knowledge that that area would be restricted. I am looking now at the leaf day pickup sign, and I have also do not remember seeing or receiving this. For context, it is my first time. I only live in Portland for 2 years. It is my first time living in an area where I don't have, where I have street parking. So this would also be the first year that I would have to deal with leaf cleaning. I had indoor parking before. So I don't have a recollection of receiving this or reviewing it. And so it was not necessarily something that I was aware of that was gonna occur. And based on my flight, I had parked there before the signs were placed up.
Thank you. Mr. Stewart, do you have any questions for Ms. Labbe?
No, I do not.
Okay. And anything else either party would like to say before we close? Ms. Labbe, anything else?
I guess mostly what I came for here today was not a complete just cleaning of the, or I guess what I'm asking for is mostly just a reduction because it wasn't with intent. When I parked there, they weren't there. I had no opportunity to move the car had I wanted to. So it's just a diminishing of the fine.
Thank you. And anything else, Mr. Stewart?
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you. And I, as I said earlier, my decision will have to be just a straight up or down. I do not have the authority to reduce a fine if it's valid. So at this point, we'll conclude the hearing. Thank you both for appearing today and giving me a better idea of what occurred. And I'll be issuing a written decision in the next week to 10 days.
Okay.
Thank you both. This will conclude the hearing.